Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I told you we were going to talk about growing your business with technology, and that's what we're going to do. I thought we were going to be able to do it with Jim Donovan, but we're having a little technical difficulty making that connection. So he may be here in a minute, but in the meantime, you and I are going to continue to march. We're going to continue to talk about how to grow your business with technology, because I have some things to say about that myself, and I know you're not surprised to know about that. One of the things that many of you have heard me say before, if you've read what I've written and you've heard me on the show before from time to time, you've heard me say that in the 20th century, in order to grow their businesses, many entrepreneurs hired employees. As their business grew, they hired more people to take advantage of new opportunities. And then they fitted those individuals with technology. They outfitted them with the tools that they needed. And so they grew their business through human beings and first, and technology second. Now, this may sound a little bit cold. It might sound a little bit I don't know what your reaction will be, but I'm going to say it, and then I'll come back and tell you what I mean by it. And this is what I've said before: in the 21st century, if you grow your business, you need to be growing it first with technology, and second with people. Remember, as a small business owner, you're not in business to hire new people. That's one of the things that happens. You're in business to be successful, to create sales, to serve customers and create sales and create profits. And if that takes 5 employees or if that takes 10 employees, that's what you have to have. But in the 21st century, because of the technology that's available to you and me, because of the incrementalization of technology, because of the democratization of technology, because of the way the pricing is structured now, so that you and I can have lots of power through technology. You and I can compete on levels that I couldn't have dreamed of even 10 years ago. And so what I'm saying to you now is grow your business. When you think of growing your business, when you think of taking the next step, when you think of serving another customer, a bigger customer, maybe a national customer, maybe an international customer, imagine a small business being able to take on a big chunk of a piece of business of a large business, a national or international business. Imagine being able to do that. Unheard of only a few years ago. Today, you actually can go to that meeting. You actually can respond to that RFP, that request for proposal. You actually might have the opportunity to stand there and say, I can do this. We can do this. My organization can do this. And you're a little 10-employee company. And maybe it's going to double your business, but you only have to hire 2 more people because you have access to technology. You have access to hardware and software and connectivity and telecommunications capability, instantaneous information availability. Because you have all of that at a price that is not only what you can afford, but attached to capability that's not only incrementalized, it's not only smaller in terms of the execution of any particular piece of technology or any particular program. Not only is it smaller, it's designed for you. There's so much out there, folks, that's available to you, and it's not just a scale version of a larger product that somebody made. Much of it is actually built from the chassis up, just for you, and you can leverage it for larger customers. You can leverage it and grow your business to a much greater degree without hiring all that many employees. And there was a time when if you had 10 employees and you wanted to, and you, let's say you over the next 5 years, you wanted to double your business. Let's say 1985, for example. Heck, let's say 1995, for that matter. You wanted to double your business in 5 years. And let's say that, and some people might say, wow, that's pretty fast growth, 20% a year. But it can be done. But let's just say that you're a $1 million company, you want to go to $2 million a year. Or you're $2 million, you want to go to four. That's not that hard to do, to double a company that size. And so now you've got, say you're a $2 million company, you got six employees, you got six or eight employees. If you want to double that volume to, say, 4 million, you don't have to have 12 or 16 employees. You might only need to hire two more. In some cases, maybe no more, but certainly not. It doesn't take the same number of employees to grow, to double your business as it did to get you to where you are now because of technology. And so if you want to grow your business, think technology first and people second. Now, this is the, you remember we went through the what people call the jobless recovery of the early part of the century. And that's when the economy was coming back, but nobody was hiring anybody. It's because when the recession happened, and I talked about this on the show, I wrote about this in my articles. When the economy was coming back, before it came back, I talked about finding efficiencies. I talked about becoming more efficient, becoming more, finding ways to do more with less, to become smarter and more profitable operators at a time when business wasn't so great. I talked a lot about that. And many of you, most of you did that. Those of you who survived, and that's what I said, if you survive, if you get through 2000, the rest of 2001 after the attack and 2002 and parts of 2003, if you made it through those times, then I said, you're going to be a lot tougher. You're going to be a lot more efficient so that when the economy really comes back and you can grow your top line, you're going to be a lot more efficient, a lot more profitable at growing the bottom line, a lot more able to grow the bottom line because of the way you run your business. And you did that. You found those efficiencies through technology, not through people. We're going to take a quick break. I'll explain myself a little bit more. I've got a few more ideas for you right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on.
Your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it or die.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and that's got to be our theme song, right, folks? Do it or die. Small business owners, that's the way you feel sometimes, isn't it? I know that's how I feel sometimes, and it's not a negative thing. It's not a bad thing. It's an example. It's just an example of how committed we are to what we're doing. We're pathological optimists, small business owners, you and I, and we just believe so much in what we're doing. We believe in ourselves, and you know what, folks? That's what makes you who you are. That's what makes what we have in this country, and entrepreneurs all around the world are emerging with that attitude. You and I are helping the small business owners. I'm convinced small business owners in America are the role models for entrepreneurs all around the world. I know we are because we set the bar. We're the most entrepreneurial country in the world. Research shows that. The Global Entrepreneurial Monitor that's now produced by the Babson College and others who help them, our friends at Babson College up there, the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor, it does the research all across the world and polls thousands of entrepreneurs in hundreds of countries all around the world to find out what's the most entrepreneurial country, where's the most fertile entrepreneurial soil. It's right here in America. And we're an inspiration, small business owners here in America. We're an inspiration to entrepreneurs all around the world. And one of the ways we're leading the way is through is by the way we use technology. And that's what I've been talking about, how to grow our businesses with technology. Almost everything that you do, everything that you do in your small business, every task that can be done in your small business can be handled through technology. Now, not completely. Okay, you can't motivate your employees with technology, but you can motivate them. You can help motivate them by giving them the tools they need. And you can't do an employee review with technology, but it can be a tool that will help you. And you shouldn't conduct the relationship between you and your customers with technology, but you can help it. You can improve it with technology. There are so many things that you can use technology for. If you want to, let's talk about those customers for a minute. They're very important to us, aren't they? Our customers, we ask them to use our technology, but there needs to be something in it for them if they use our technology. We can manage their information. We can manage the information that they want. We can manage what we know about them and what they like and when they want whatever it is that they buy from us, how they want it delivered, who they want it delivered to, when do they want it to be billed, et cetera, et cetera. All that information can be managed through technology now. And it's available to small business owners today in a way that like it's never been available before. In the old days, when I was a young pup in sales, we managed our prospects on paper. It was a long, long paper trail of when someone became a suspect and then they turned into a prospect and then they turned into a customer. Long paper trail, lots of things to keep up with and to move around and lots of erasers. You didn't do it in pen. You had to do it in pencil because you were moving things around so much. Today, you can do that electronically. So much faster, and the sharing of information between salesperson and manager and executives, all that can be done more instantaneously now, and that the shortening of the time of sharing of information is opportunity. It creates opportunity, and it can create a better relationship with our customers. It can add value to our relationship with our customers. So, small business owners, what I'm talking about is how to grow your business, how to strengthen your business, how to give yourself the maximum opportunity to be successful with the use of technology. I haven't mentioned any particular thing yet because it doesn't matter. As I said, almost everything that you want to do in your small business, everything that you want to do in your small business can either be handled by technology or supported by technology. The value can be added to that process. Efficiencies can be added to that process by employing technology. So I encourage you, the fundamental attitude that I want you to have is as you think about growing your business, I want you to think about finding the technology that will help you. Finding, you know, more and more small business owners are saying the biggest thing that keeps them up at night is finding good people. Guess what, folks? That's not going to get easier. That's going to get harder. That concern is just only going to increase. So it's not just a fad, this technology. It's not just the thing to do. It's a matter of survival. If you want to be able to grow your business, more and more small business owners are realizing that if they're going to be successful in the future, they've got to use technology, not only for all the reasons I've mentioned, but also one more thing. It's what your customers are going to require. They're going to require that you plug into them in a way that they're used to doing business, and that is through technology. And so I encourage you to think about these things. Find the opportunities out there in technology for your business and grow your business with technology. Got to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back with Kimberly Strassel, and we're going to talk about some legal issues that you might not have thought about lately. It's 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.